Welcome, 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 everybody, to the live streaming interviews hot off the ITW 2024 exhibit floor. This is JSA TV and JSA Podcast, your newsroom for digital infrastructure. I'm Jamie Scott-Okataya, CEO and founder of JSA, and I am so thrilled and excited to be joined by Christiana Weiss-Hunn. She is the Senior Director of Communications and ESG from the fabulous Scala Data Centers. As you know, Scala is the leading Latin American platform for sustainable data centers in the hyperscale market. Christiana, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you, Jamie, for having me one more time here. It's a pleasure to be here with you again.
Well, and it's such an honor that you're taking such critical ITW time to sit here in our hot seat and talk about a topic near and dear to both of our hearts, sustainability in our industry. So without further ado, this is the second year that Scala is the ITW sustainability partner. Huge deal. Congratulations again. What does tell us a little bit about how your company has leveraged the role to promote sustainability practices within the industry.
Okay, perfect. So when we talk about sustainability, Scala Data Centers is actually a role model. I like to say, I always say to my team, to everyone, that we really walk the talk, you know. So, and we have this week, we will launch our sustainability report here at ITW, you know. And it's a long report, more than 50-page report with concrete actions around, you know, sustainability, the sustainability pillars, the ESG, the environmental, social, and governance. And it's we are very proud of that. And so being a sustainability partner is all about awareness, you know, to bring awareness to the industry, to the importance of implementing, you know, sustainable practices and showing that as we are a good example of how it's possible to reconcile robust growth with sustainability practices.
Incredible, incredible. The ESG report dropping right here in ITW.
Exactly.
Very exciting. 50 pages of important information we all must read and take inspiration from. Also, you were going to share perhaps some specific examples of the sustainability initiatives or projects that Scala has implemented or supported?
Definitely. So since our inception, we have been using 100% renewable power to in our data centers, in all our data centers. You know, and not only we use the renewable power, but we do that in a very efficient way. Our PUE, which is a power usage effectiveness, it's a common measure in the industry, common metric in the industry, is 1.35, which is very low, especially in Latin America, considering the hot and humid weather that we have there. So it's a very important metric. And that brings us to scope 2 emissions.
Wow.
Which is very, very amazing in this industry as we consume a lot of energy. Data centers do consume a lot of energy. And our WUE, which is the water usage effectiveness, is zero as our data centers are air-cooled. And that eliminates the need, you know, to replenish the water. And it's a closed loop, so we don't use new water in the system. So it's very, very amazing. And we also, regarding the scope 3, which is not under our control, it's in the control of our suppliers.
Partners, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Our partners, right? We engage them. So making them aware of the importance of sustainability, you know, they making them aware of the importance of having a decarbonization plan. And for, as we have zero scope 2 emissions, the scope 1 and scope 3 emissions, they are unavoidable. We offset them with carbon credits, with good carbon credits for the community. And talking about the community, I couldn't mention the impact that we have in the community. We have a very strong relationship with them. And we, you know, focus a lot on education, job creation, and the megawatt of opportunity program that we have. For every megawatt there our clients book with us, we fund a scholarship for a young person in our community. So it's very beautiful.
I just love that. And I'm hearing that you're sparking this trend among global data centers too, of really investing in the community that you have a pop in, really digging in what availability you can do to from an education perspective, monetary scholarships, etc., but really being part of the community you're in. Again, such a leader in the space. You did mention that sustainability report dropping. Got to ask, are there any key highlights that we can tease up right now?
Yes, you can. So we are mentioning that we are, as I told you, we consume 100% renewable energy, and we will continue doing that renewable and certified energy, right? And we will continue measuring working on our scope 3 emissions, working with our partners to do that. We are committed to innovation. Mm-hmm. And something very interesting that we are mentioning in the report is the proof of concept that we have just implemented with hydrotreated vegetable oil, which is a green diesel, HVO. It's a green diesel. And with that, we can reach up to 85% of reductions in greenhouse gas emissions. It's amazing. We have just finished this proof of concept in our Caterpillar backup generators. And however, this is not, in a large scale, commercial scale in Latin America yet. And we are super attentive to that. And when it does, we will start, the plan of replacing the diesel with this new green diesel. So this is something that we are super anxious to start using,
so are we to start watching you guys use it. This is incredible, guys. Again, proof of concept, green diesel, reducing first measurements, 85% of their emissions. That is
of scope 1 emissions.
Huge news. Scope 1 emissions. So incredible.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank
Definitely
you.
Definitely a report, you guys. You got to check it out. Got to check it out.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us, Christiana, on an incredible business-packed, crazy meetings day. I know your schedule is so packed. Thank you for taking some precious time to be here with us.
No.
And for sharing this great news.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Jamie, for having me again. Thank you.
Our pleasure. Our pleasure. And thank you, viewers, for tuning in live streaming here at ITW 2024. Happy networking.